Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Three Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna have been cancelled after two people were arrested over an apparent plot to launch an attack on a public event in the Austrian capital. The shows, which are part of the Eras tour, were due to take place on Thursday, Friday and Saturday at a stadium in the city. With the very latest on this, I'm joined on the line by Bethany Bell, a BBC News reporter in Vienna. Good morning, Bethany. What have you learned?
Well, where I am standing right now is a place where many of very disappointed Taylor Swift fans are meeting to exchange friendship bracelets. Great disappointment here about the cancellation of the concert. But as one fan told me, better that we're all safe. The concerts, of course, were cancelled after Austrian police arrested two people yesterday. One is said to be a 19-year-old Austrian citizen, and the second is a 17-year-old Austrian on suspicion of having tried to plan attacks on big events in Vienna, including the Taylor Swift concert.
And do we know, were these two individuals part of a wider conspiracy, or were they acting on their own?
The investigations are still continuing about that. The police have said they believe that with these arrests, the danger has been minimised, but they are investigating the people that these two people may have known.
Was the decision to cancel the events one that was ordered by the authorities or taken by the promoters?
The decision was taken by the promoters. The police announced the arrest yesterday, and they also announced increased security measures for the concerts, including lots of checks at the entrances. But then just a few hours later, the organisers announced that they had no choice but to cancel the concerts because of safety concerns.
Among those present that they're talking to there, how many would be aware or remember the Manchester Arena bombing in 2017?
It's hard to know. I mean, where I am now, there are a lot of very young people, but I'm sure other people will remember that vividly.
I'm just wondering how big a part of people's thinking, of fans and their parents thinking, was that event? You're not hearing that much about it, no?
Not so far, but it's certainly safety is a huge issue. There is one report in one Austrian paper, so far unconfirmed by the police, suggesting that it was the fans who were planning to gather outside the stadium who were apparently the target. But as I say, those reports not yet confirmed.
All right, more on this then as we get it. Bethany Bell in Vienna, thank you very much.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.